to those who go down to Egypt for help, who rely on horses, who trust in their abundance of chariots and in their multitude of horsemen. They do not look to the Holy One of Israel. They do not seek the Lord. Yet He too is wise and brings disaster. He does not call back His words. He will rise up against the house of the wicked and against the allies of evildoers. But the Egyptians are men, not God. Their horses are flesh, not spirit. When the Lord stretches out His hand, the helper will stumble, and the one He helps will fall. Both will perish together. For this is what the Lord has said to me, like a lion roaring or a young lion over its prey. And though a band of shepherds is called out against it, it is not terrified by their shouting or subdued by their clamor. So the Lord of hosts will come down to do battle like birds hovering overhead. So the Lord of hosts will protect Jerusalem. He will shield it and deliver it. He will pass over it and preserve it. Return to the one against whom you have so blatantly rebelled, O children of Israel. For on that day, every one of you will reject the idols of silver and gold that your own hands have sinfully made. Then Assyria will fall, but not by the sword of man. A sword will devour them, but not one made by mortals. They will flee before the sword, and their young men will be put to forced labor. Their rock will pass away for fear, and their princes will panic at the sight of the battle standard. Jerusalem.